The nice thing about being this late to the table is we've had the chance to see exactly what's worked in these other states and what has not worked. We're not going to put up with charters that aren't getting the job done. You know, those that were successful, they'll be rewarded to stay in business. Those that aren't, we'll shut them down. That's the problem in the public system. If you look at a lot of systems in this state that have not performed, have had years and years of low graduation rate and underperformance in ACT, and yet they still exist. The charter bill also puts pressure on the public system to continue to do better, or others they could face having a charter in their own backyard.
So yeah, I guess you think sort of that fear might be a motivator?
There's no doubt it is. You know, we talk about flexibility and getting these schools to come up with innovative plans. They're more inclined to do so when they know there's a consequences if they don't.
Since they're a school of choice, by definition, they sort of self-select for higher levels of parental involvement. Sometimes they have stronger discipline policies, better access to transportation, and there are other differences in the student population, too. So do you think the required student achievement comparisons that the bill sets out between charters and non-charters, do you really think those data points, will that be a fair apples-to-apples comparison?
I think they will. I mean, they'll be subject to the same testing requirements as the public system, the ACT scores, graduation rates. You mentioned the parent involvement, and that's a concern many times. And you know, a charter has the ability to require that. Many of the successful charters we've seen across this country have a parental involvement piece of the puzzle.
But that's sort of my point. If you can sort of specify a certain level of parental involvement in the charter, doesn't that give that charter a really unfair advantage of the local standard school system who, you know, the kids, it's not the kids' fault, but their parents are not involved, and they're stuck in that school with lower levels of parental involvement and probably other things too?
It really is the carrot. If you've got a parent out there that wants to put their child in a public charter that requires parental involvement, it's made very clear.
Well, I hope that works out. Well, speaking of comparing and things working out, if a charter school does not work out, if accountability measures kick in and it ends up being closed, will the test scores from charter schools that have been closed be factored into the charter school numbers when they're being compared with standard schools?
You know, I guess that's a good question, and I'll have to, I guess, ask that question myself.
Interesting. Worst case scenario, what if a charter closes in the middle of a school year, which has happened in some other places? What will happen with those kids, and realistically, how long will it take for the money to follow the kids?
Well, there again, what I would imagine, and I'll have to ask this question, but typically in a case like that, the state takes over.
So the state-level charter school commission that this bill establishes, it's sort of like an appeals court, the way I read it. It can reverse a board's denial of a charter. It seems like it would have a lot of power over what actually happens on the ground, over whether districts across the state end up with charter schools. Doesn't that sort of go against the idea of local control?
We want to see local control, but the problem we have in some cases, not every case, is we've had a real reluctance of some of these failing systems to come up with creative and innovative plans.
Wouldn't it be more efficient to just allow in the school system we already have the kind of innovation that charters are supposed to spark? I mean, the less controversial part of the Alabama Accountability Act already provided for that freedom and flexibility through waivers and things like that. Why do we need this parallel system right now?
The difference between the two, the Accountability Act basically says if you've got an underperforming school, they do have the option to get out of a failing system. And the Accountability Act is a tax credit and scholarship plan to allow folks to do that. But the day could come, and I hope it would come, that you don't have an underperforming system. But even if a system is not underperforming, you should always strive to do better.
And this is all about choice. Now, given that fact, since the bill has no limit on conversion charters, existing public schools that convert to charter schools, do you see a scenario where all the schools within a family's realistic reach become charters, and that would mean a poor kid would have no choice but to attend a charter school?
Someone told me the other day they had heard a particular superintendent literally talking about converting every single school in their system to a charter school. The only people I would see really opposing that strongly, and I go back, would be the Alabama Education Association, who represents tenured teachers.
Are you worried, though, about what's happened in some other states, New York, Michigan, Ohio come to mind? People sort of rush together a nonprofit that can win a charter, and then later they give most of that public money to a connected for-profit charter management company, which does not have to be as financially transparent?
What I want to see, Dan, is improved student scores and higher graduation rates. Now, if that's obtained, and I don't care if it's a for-profit, non-profit, I don't. You've got to change the game. You've got to have an innovative plan that doesn't do the same thing that's been going on for year after year, or otherwise you're going to get the same results.
Some sections of the bill, some of the passages seem similar to a template bill I saw on the American Legislative Exchange Council website. How much did you or the bill's other co-authors, how much did y'all rely on ALEC in crafting the bill?
You know, we relied on several different education entities, from the State Board of Superintendents to the Alabama Associated School Boards, and AEA folks have been at the table. Everybody's been at the table on this legislation.